This is The Takeaway. I'm Jerome Vaughan.
Thank you, Jerome, and I'm John Hockenberry. And as the large industrial nations of the world struggle in this economic environment, smaller nations, particularly in East Asia, are looking at some innovative ways of possibly taking up the slack of institutions that are too strapped to provide support. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, that's an acronym known from the Vietnam era, and is an organization known for a lot of symbolic posturing, not so much action, is possibly going to be the site of an innovative program that finance ministers in East Asian nations are putting together to possibly stabilize their own currencies, currencies that are under severe pressure in this economic environment. BBC correspondent Jonathan Head joins us from Bangkok. Jonathan, describe what the finance ministers of these East Asian nations are planning to do and how unusual and innovative this possible plan might be if it gets implemented.
It's a long-term project. It goes right the way back to the Asian financial crisis of 1997-98, when a lot of the countries in this region had severe banking and currency crises. Somewhat similar, there were asset bubbles too, to what you're experiencing in the United States now and in Europe. And they were given a lot of very stern advice by the IMF, which came in and told them what they had to do. A lot of them didn't like being dictated to by the IMF and felt its advice was inappropriate. So they're, in a sense, what they're really talking about is developing an Asian monetary fund, a rival to the IMF. They're not calling it that. They're making it very clear this will parallel the IMF, that it'll work together with the IMF. But you've got to remember that things are very different now for Asia than they were 11 years ago. These countries have very substantial currency reserves, about three-quarters of the world's foreign currency reserves, huge numbers of US dollar reserves, are held here in Asia, China being the largest. And they're saying, if we've got all those foreign currency reserves, surely we're the ones who can stabilize our currencies if there's another crisis. But this is an early stage. They're saying it'll be about $120 billion is what they're aiming for at the moment. And there's an awful lot of detail they've got to hammer out about how much each country contributes. They're almost there on that. And more crucially, what the rules are if a country gets into trouble and it goes to this fund for assistance to stabilize its currency. But we are seeing the first beginnings of talk about an alternative to the IMF.
What do you think the response to that would be? I mean, on the one hand, a competitor to the IMF might be viewed as something of a threat to the organization, but it also might reduce pressure on the IMF if regional currency stabilization funds were there to help out nations such as Thailand.
Well, it's interesting how attitudes have changed. When this was first proposed at the height of the Asian crisis in 1997 by the Japanese, the then Deputy U.S. Treasury Secretary, one Larry Summers, shot it down very fast. The U.S. at that time did not want anything to undermine the IMF. It was deeply suspicious. It felt an Asian fund would be very soft and wouldn't demand that people restructured their banks. Things have really changed. And there's a recognition, I think, in the U.S. now that with all these currency reserves in Asia, they are in a position to do a lot more to stabilize themselves, that the IMF does have limited reserves and it has lost some credibility. So it's far less opposed. And they are making it very clear this will not replace the IMF. In fact, they're saying if this fund gets going, countries that receive any money from it will have to abide by IMF rules as well, and that the IMF will be involved in that process.
So the IMF supplies the rules, the nations supply the currency, and the regional proximity of the institution to the threatened nations actually provides efficiencies of its own. Jonathan Head, thanks so much for joining us. BBC correspondent in Bangkok, talking about a possible regional replacement for the International Monetary Fund in East Asia.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.